brought to you by Penguin.
The Art of People. The 11 Simple People Skills That Will Get You Everything You Want. Written and read by Dave Kirpin.
Publisher's note. Throughout this audio, there will be references to a PDF file. Please refer to the instructions from your digital retailer on how to access this file. This book is dedicated to my ultimate people, my baby boy Seth Franklin Kirpin, and the women around the two Kirpin boys, my wife Carrie, and my daughters Charlotte and Kate. Thank you all for teaching me so much about people. I love you all infinity. Introduction. People matter. I had just walked a red carpet behind American Idol sensations Clay Aiken and Ruben Studdard at VH1's Big in 2003 Awards. Yet I felt as unhappy and unsuccessful as I'd ever felt in my life. I was living in Los Angeles after a four-month appearance on the reality TV show Paradise Hotel, and on the surface, you'd think I was doing great. I was smack dab in the middle of 15 minutes of fame, having appeared on 31 episodes of a summer network hit, and I was getting paid appearance fees of $5,000 to $10,000 just to show up at malls, nightclubs, and bars. I was attending parties with the likes of Paris Hilton, Jessica Alba, and Kathy Griffin. I was famous and was making money, but I was miserable. I felt empty and lonely and disconnected. Los Angeles, California is a difficult town in which to feel genuinely connected to others, and I was struggling with loneliness and depression big time. A lack of connection to people, it turns out, is very powerful in a bad way. The moment after walking that red carpet was the wake-up call I needed, and so I made a decision to reconnect. I took my phone out of my pocket and called the one person I wanted to reconnect with more than anyone in the world. I dialed Carrie's number and waited. 2 years earlier, I had met Carrie at the Radio Disney offices in Boston when she took a sales position working opposite my desk. I had been the number one salesperson in the country, until Carrie came along, that is. She dropped me to number two within 3 months, and we quickly became best friends, even though we were rivals at work. In another 3 months, I had fallen madly in love with her. There was one slight problem, however. Carrie was married at the time. What do you do when you find your soulmate and she's not available? Well, Carrie moved to New York with her husband to focus on making her marriage work, and I did what anyone with unrequited love would do. I decided to go on a reality TV show to find another soulmate. Yup, Fox's Paradise Hotel. Filmed in a $30 million home in Acapulco, Mexico, the show featured 18 sexy singles at a luxury resort trying to, quote, hook up or check out. And me. Staying on the show had been a challenge for me, as I was very different from most of the model actor cast members, and they didn't like me. Yet somehow, week after week, I was able to maneuver my way out of getting voted off during the weekly elimination ceremony. And 31 weeks in, I was still standing. I had orchestrated my way to the top through careful favor currying and relationship building with both the players, the cast, and the game makers, the producers. I somehow had gotten even people who hated me to vote for me to stay on the show, and the real influencers, the producers, to drive a storyline that had me there week after week, the lone nice guy on the island of pretty boys and girls. But I was still unhappy. I missed Carrie and felt empty in my work, or lack of work, both during and in the months after the show. When I dialed that number the night after walking the red carpet in Los Angeles, I was hoping to reconnect with the one person I had met who got people better than I did. "Wow, hey Dave," Carrie replied. "Crazy to hear from you after a year of not talking and watching you on TV. What are you up to?" "I'm hanging out with the stars of American Idol," I said, secretly trying to maintain a semblance of pride. "And you?" "Oh, I'm hanging out at home. Actually, I'm going through a divorce right now." "Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, Carrie," I said, while doing a fist pump with the hand not holding.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?